And that's the point where we leave the BBC World Service to bring you Sunday's programmes on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. We've some rather special bells on Sunday coming up from Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, which celebrated its reopening yesterday after 5 years of restoration. Today's bells were recorded before that devastating fire, and you can hear them at 6:15. The Shipping Bulletin and News Briefing are next, but first let's look ahead to tomorrow.
Young people have been making history for years, but we don't often hear about them.
She was a small woman, taking on the might of the entire British Empire.
I'm Nicola Coughlin, and in History's Youngest Heroes, I'll be celebrating 12 young people who've helped shape our world.
The first phase of mass action is a defiance campaign. It's decided that black people are going to do this en masse.
Like Nelson Mandela, and the teenager who pioneered a reading and writing system for blind people.
The raised letter systems that Braille was using were like talking to the fingers in the language of the eye.
History's Youngest Heroes, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starting tomorrow afternoon at 3:30.
Now here's Elizabeth Rizzini.
Thank you, Jane. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 05:05 on Sunday the 8th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Bailey, Fair Isle and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High 200 miles west of North Fitzroy, 1,045, expected Rockall, 1,043 by midnight tonight. Low Netherlands, 989, moving away slowly southwards. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zira, south at Zira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Northerly or northeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, except in the Atziras, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, then fair, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. North 7 to severe gale 9 at first, except in Fisher and German Bight, otherwise northeast 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North or northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first except in Fitzroy, veering northeast 5 to 7 later. Squally showers, thundery in Biscay, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon. North 4 to 6, veering northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers then fair, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. North 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first except in Rockall, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 5 later in northwest. Rockall and northeast Hebrides. Showers then fair, moderate or good. Bailey. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in northwest. Fair, moderate or good. Fair Isle. North 6 to gale 8, veering northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Faroes. North 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers then fair, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4 at first in east, otherwise southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain later, good becoming moderate or poor later. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. North by east, 7, recent rain, 19 miles, 1,032, rising more slowly. Stornoway, north by west, 5, recent rain, 8 miles, 1,033, rising. Lerwick, north, 5, slight rain, 24 miles, 1,026, rising. Lucas, north by west, 4, more than 38 miles, 1,026, rising more slowly. Bridlington, north, 7, 1,013, rising quickly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by west, 8. 5 miles, 1,002. Jersey, north-northwest, 7, slight rain, 11 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, north-northwest, 8, 1,017. Silly automatic, north by west, 7, 7 miles, 1,027, rising. Valentia, north by west, 4, recent rain, 19 miles, 1,036, now falling. Ronald's Way, northwest by north, 6, 14 miles, 1,026, rising more slowly. Malin Head, north, 7, 6 miles, 1,033, rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Sunday the 8th of December. General situation. The north to northwesterly airflow currently affecting the United Kingdom will gradually veer northeasterly during the next 24 hours, with gales continuing in many areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers then fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Showers becoming fair later, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North 7 to severe gale 9, veering northeast 5 to 7. Showers, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North 7 to severe gale 9, veering northeast 6 to gale 8. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly, 7 to severe gale 9, veering northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northerly, veering northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first and 5 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering northeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering northeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in west, veering northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North 6 to gale 8, veering northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man. North 6 or 7, veering northeast 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, veering northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers then fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in far south, veering northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North 5 to 7, veering northeast 4 to 6, then decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers then fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North 5 to 7, veering northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Shetland Isles. North or northeast 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers then fair, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Elizabeth. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 8th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. Syrian rebel forces say they've entered Damascus and claim that President Assad has fled the country. The UK is bracing for more strong winds as Storm Dara moves away. In sport, England thrash New Zealand in the cricket and win the series. Islamist rebel forces in Syria say they've entered the capital, Damascus, and that President Bashar al-Assad has fled the country to an unknown location. There's been no confirmation of his whereabouts, although some reports say a plane has left Damascus airport. People in the city's main square have been chanting, "Assad is gone, Syria is free, no more dictatorship." Earlier, the rebels said they'd seized control of the strategic city of Homs to the north of Damascus. Dr. Rim Tokmani, a Syria specialist from the London School of Economics, said many people have been waiting for this moment.
In Homs right now, they're rejoicing. Everyone's in the street. I come from Homs. People are celebrating. People are over the moon. They just cannot believe their eyes. They cannot believe that finally, 53 years after the Assad regime have kind of, you know, fallen on their cities like a black cloud, it's over. In Damascus, however, everyone is very nervous what's going to happen.
The White House has said that President Biden and his team are monitoring what it has called the extraordinary events in Syria and says they're in touch with regional partners. Arab foreign ministers have held emergency talks in the Qatari capital Doha on the worsening situation in Syria. They were joined by their counterparts from Turkey, Iran and Russia. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, said the situation on the ground was very worrying, but he hoped a peaceful end was possible.
It is potentially very messy, potentially very dangerous. So there is a potential for huge disaster, but there is also potential for a way out. Would it require a miracle? Maybe something close to a miracle.
More strong winds are expected to batter much of the UK today after Storm Dara left two men dead yesterday. Their vehicles were hit by falling trees. A yellow Met Office wind warning is already in place in Northern Ireland and will cover England and Wales later this morning. Tens of thousands of homes are still without power. Jackie Charlton is a councillor for two villages in Powys in Wales.
We are working very hard to find different ways of dealing with this, but the rain that we get now is not the rain that we used to have 10, 15 years ago, where you could cope with 2, 3, 4 days of rain and it didn't impact on you. Now we have 12 hours of rain and it's causing the incredible floods that we've seen in the last 2 weeks.
Emma Pinchbeck is the chief executive of the Climate Change Committee, which advises the government on global warming. In an interview for Sunday with Laura Koonsberg,